Okay, we're on Tesavad Aleph. Sukkah Yishona, Beshamei Poslim, Beshil Machshirim. Rashi, Sukkah Yishona, Kidmeforish, Asa Kodim Lechag Shloshim Yom. Sukkah Yishona is any Sukkah made before 30 days before Sukkot, Velo Pirishi L'Shem Chag. You didn't say specifically you're making it L'Shem Sukkot. And from here, the Sfasema says that according to Beishamai, who says that it's possible, it's not enough even to think it, you have to say it mamish, pirish, l'shem chag. Beishamai poslim, debo sukkah l'shma. Beishamai hold that you need a sukkah l'shem sukkah. The zustam nasays. The ilu tosh l'oshim l'chag, have, kivin the shorlim, behilcha sachag, kodim l'chag, shloshim yom, stam ha'osa l'shem chag hu'osa. But if you made it within 30 days of Sukkot, then even if you didn't say anything b'feirish, it's as if you said Beishamai hold. Aval kodim shloshim stam alav lechag. And Rashi says here that the halach of shorlim v'dorshim behilchas achag applies to Sukkot also. There's a Beis Yosef who says it only applies to Pesach. And this Rashi is mashma that it applies also to Sukkot. Ubeisil machshirim delo bo'in in sukkah l'shum chag. You don't need sukkah for the sake of chag. K'sheir le-beishamai itzrich. Let's see, Rashi. Sukkah yishona le-beishamai poslim u-beishil machshirim. The ezu is sukkah yishona. Kol sh'asa korim le-chag shloshim yom. Aval im asa le-shem chag even before shloshim yom. If you made it for the sake of sukkah, you made it with that intention in mind, you said, afilu mitchilas hashona k'sheir according to Beishamai. Even according to Beishamai, it's kosher if you specifically designated it L'shem Sukkah at any time. But if you didn't designate it, then within 30 days, it's automatically designated. And before 30 days, it's not designated, and since you need Sukkah L'shem Chag, according to Beishamai, it's possible. And they still hold its kosher. And therefore, the brises that we had before, that Sukkah's Rakbash and Ganbach, would only be kosher according to Beishamai. Because according to Beishamai, you need a Sukkah L'shem Chag, and they're surely not made L'shem Chag. Okay. Tosus brings down Yerushalmi that even according to Beis Hillel, who says that it's kosher if it's a sukkah yeshana, still you have to mechadish something in the sukkah. And there's a machlokas in Yerushalmi whether it's enough one tefach or even a kol shehu, and the Gemara over there says if you make it along the whole sukkah, a kol shehu is enough, wide. And if you make it only in one place, it has to be a tefach by a tefach. And Zmachlokas, whether that applied, whether the Bavli holds like that or not. And if it would apply, according to those Rishonim, will say that the Rishalmi applies by, to the Bavli also. And even according to the Bavli, Beis Hillel holds you have to be machsh or something. You have to be machadish something. Then in these other sukkahs, Rakbash and Ganbach also, you'd have to do the same thing. And the Rishonim will hold the Bechlau. The Bavli doesn't hold like Yerushalmi, and according to Beis Hillel, it's kosher without doing anything. Okay. My time of the Beis Shammai. Where does Beis Shammai know that a sukkah that's not made l'shem chag is possible? Omar Kroa, chag hasukkah shivas yomim Hashem. It says, chag hasukkah shivas yomim Hashem. Sukkah ha'asuya l'shem chag bo'ina. Has to be sukkahs l'shem. Has to be made specifically l'shem mitzvah. Beis Hillel, Ahumi Boy Lech Rav Sheshes. Beis Hillel says, no, that you need that pasuk for something else. Rav Sheshes says, don't Rav Sheshes, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Menayin La'atse Sukkah Shasurim Kol Shiva. How do you know that the wood of the Sukkah is Osir Bahanoah all 7 days? Talmud Lomer, Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yomim Lashem. Right? That Chag HaSukkah is Shivas Yomim Lashem. That it has a Shem Shamayim, V'tanya Behudim V'seir Omer, Kishem Shechol Shem Shamayim Alachagiga. Right. Chag HaSukkah, it's called a Chag. Just like the Chagiga, Shem Shamayim is Chal on it, right? Kach, Chal, Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah. Same thing, Shem Hashem is Chal on Sukkah, and the middle is Osir Ba'anoah. Shenemar Chag HaSukkah, Shivas Yom Lashem. Ma Chag Lashem, Af Sukkah Lashem. You see from here also, the word Chag has to do with Chagiga. So Chag only applies to a Yontif where you bring a Chagiga. But to say Chag Sameach on Hanukkah or Purim or any other Yontif, whether you don't bring a Chagiga, is not the real meaning of what Chag is. Let's see Rashi till here. Sukkah L'Shem Chag, Desiv Sukkos L'Shem, L'Shem Mitzvah Samelech. Has to be L'Shem Hashem, meaning L'Shem the Mitzvah of Sukkah. ala chagiga, shalme chagiga shem shamayim chal aleihem. La osron ad la achrat Torah semurim. Right? The shalme chagiga are osir bahanoa until you matter the emur and then you can eat them. The zochu basar hachim shulchan gavoa ki evan anotel pras. And then the Baalim are allowed to eat their part, and the Kohanim their part. They get as if they're eating on the Rabban Hashem's table. But Lamaisa, up until that point, they're Asur Banoah. So too, the Atzei Sukkah are also Asur Banoah. Chag is Chagiga. Chag HaSukkah is Taaseh. Okay, we didn't get it yet. Okay, so in any case, that the Atzei HaSukkah is Asur, there's a Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rosh. The Rosh holds that it's only the Schach that this halach applies to. That's called sukkah. But the defanos don't become asr. And the Rambam holds that it's both the defanos and the schach. And Tosus says, l'chor it's mashram here, that's it's a doraisa. It's asr to be nehena from either the defanos according to the Rambam and the schach, or at least the schach. And yet in other places it's mashram, it's only the rabbanon. It's out mukta, huktzala mitzvaso, which is a din rabbanon. Tosa has two terutzim. One is, as long as the sukkah is up, it's also min haTorah to be nehene from the atzei haSukkah, whatever that is. Once it falls down, then it's only alt mukta. But min haTorah, it's not also then. That's one terutz. The second terutz, Tosa says, whatever you need for the hechsher of the sukkah is also min haTorah. Whatever is extra beyond that is still also mishum mukta, but not mishum these psukim. Okay. Also, what is osir? Pashtus, it's only osir to be nehene from it in a way that you use it up, that you take it for something else. But stam to be nehene from it, where you don't use it up for anything else, is that's okay. So it's osir bahanoah, but not if it's mukta, it's only osir bahanoah of using it up, or on Shabbos and Yontif to move it. But if it's Osir min haTorah, it could be Osir b'chlal. So they ask, if that's the case, that's mamash Osir b'hanoah, how are you allowed to sit in the sukkah when it rains? It's not the shame. If it's mitzvah of the shame sukkah, so that's what you're allowed. That's the hanoah of the yeshiva sukkah. But where there's no mitzvah of sukkah, so then how are you allowed to sit when it rains? So some say because lo nitna Torah l'malchay ashores. The Torah doesn't say as soon as it rains you have to run out of the sukkah. And others say that hanoah's dira is what is mutter. So any dira, even not l'shem mitzvah, it's not dafka mitzvah, but that hanoah is mutter. Only the hanoah that would go against hanoah's dira is osir. And some say that when it rains, not a sukkah anymore. It's no mitzvah. So mail is not osir. Manushach. If it's a sukkah, it's osir. If it's not a sukkah, it's not osir. Okay. Zemara says, so ubeishamei nomi mi boya leilohachi. According to Beishamei, you also need this pasuk to tell me that atzei sukkah are asurim. Mar says enochinami elamai tamay de beishamei. So where beishamei learn that you need sukkah l'shem chag? Ksiv kroachrin. It's another pasuk. Chag hasukkah tas eloch shivas yomim. Sukkah hasuya l'shem chag bo'inan. From that pasuk, chag hasukkah tas eloch shivas yomim. There we learn it has to be a sukkah l'shem chag. Right, Rashi. Chag hasukkah tas. L'chag, sorry, samikva dorsheu. Rashi says that as if you invert the pasuk, as if it said tas sukkos chag, right? L'chag, right? Sukkos tas l'chag, instead of chag hasukkos tas aloch, right? It's they have to make the sukkah l'shem hachag. Beis Hillel, hahumi boy leila osin sukkah b'chol shomoid. Beis Hillel says no. From that pasuk, we learn that you're allowed to make a sukkah on cholamoid. Right? How do you know that? B'chol shomoid im lo aso mitchila. If you don't make the sukkah before Yontif, you can still make the sukkah on cholamoid. Pluksa der belezer beperik hayoshen. Hayoshen uparchin le beis hilo de lo boy lishmo. We get this next piece. So what's it called? So it's machlokas. And beishamei svira lukra belezer. And beishamei holekra belezer. De omar einos in sukkah b'chol shomoid. You're not allowed to make a sukkah on cholamoid. If you didn't make a sukkah before Yontif, a sukkah that's made on cholamoid isn't kosher. Because it has to be made where it's 7 days. Right? If you make it for less than 7 days, it's not a sukkah. That's how Beis Shammai learns. And Beis Hillel's no. That's what's called chag. Right? Hasukkahs. It says, even if you make it on the chag. Now, it can't be talking about Yontif, because you're not allowed to build a sukkah on Yontif. So it must be that you made it on Chol HaMoed, because otherwise it's not called a Chag. And still, Chag HaSukkos Tasalach, even if you make it on Chag, it's kosher. So Beis Hillel learns from this pasuk, you're allowed to make a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed, and Beis Shammai says, you can't make a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed, so he has this pasuk extra to tell me that it has to be L'Shem Chag. Now the Gemara asks, so Beis Hillel less Lehud Rav Yehuda, or Marat? Doesn't Beis Hillel hold like Rav Yehuda Marat? The Omer of Yehuda Marav, Osa min ha-kotzim, u min ha-nimin, u min ha-gardim psuva, min ha-sisin k'sheva. Okay, if you make tzitzis from kotzim, nimim, or gardim, it's possible. Rashi explains what are they. Rashi says, Parchinu le-Beis Hillel, de-lo boy l'shma. The Gemara now asks on Beis Hillel that by sukkah you don't need asiya l'shma. You don't have to make the sukkah, the shein, mitzvah sukkah, name a gabi tzitzis nomi, leshul de-Rav Yehuda Marav. It's similar. Tzitzis, the mitzvah is wearing it, but you have to make the tzitzis first. So, same thing with the sukkah. The sukkah is the mitzvah sitting in it, but first you have to make a sukkah. So, just like you don't need a sukkah l'shem mitzvah, maybe you don't need tzitzis l'shem mitzvah either. You made the tzitzis, even that l'shem mitzvah. Now, if you wear them, it's kosher. Wouldn't Beis Hillel hold that what's it called, that by tzitzis, you wouldn't need either asiyah l'shma? And the Gemara says, not like that. Asot l'tzitzis min agardin. She told him besofa talis moser ha'ariga, that when you have left over, when you weave a talis, you have left over thread, the gadol shama tzitzis mino bay. So you leave an excess of thread at the end of the talis, and it's automatically the tzitzis, but it's not made l'shem tzitzis. It's possible min hakotzim chutim shenitku b'shti v'kosher nosam. You have left over in the horizontal. What's it called? The vertical chutim. Utluyim l'rasheim bebeged l'achar shenera. Right? They're hanging automatically. After you finish weaving the beged, you have the vertical chutim hanging. The karilu kotzim ashem shaboltim, because they look like kotzim. They're hanging out like thorns. Min hanimim kegon talis shetafrua. You sewed up a talis. O sha'asu ba imra b'machat. Or you made a hem around it. The Rosh Echute Atvira Tuyimba. And you left the threads hanging from the sewing. The Mehen Godlu Atzitzis. You want to make the tzitzis out of them? They're all possible. Why? Psula Hoyal Vatluyimba Omdim Kol Eilu Vabeged Velo Niklu Bal L'Shem Tzitzis. Since they weren't made L'Shem Tzitzis, right? They were made L'Shem the Beged. So you need tzitzis, L'Shem Tzitzis. Lavasiya L'Shmohi. In order to make tzitzis that you could be otzi with, you have to make them l'shma. Min hasisim, pakios kadurio shalchut. If you made them from stam, what's it called, a ball of thread, which wasn't woven specifically, or wasn't woven specifically for the shake of tzitzis is kosher. Hoil v'shenitlu, but beged l'shem tzitzis nitlu, asiya l'shmahi. Just like Beishamah holds, you don't have to make the wood of the sukkah, l'shem sukkah. You have to build the sukkah, l'shem sukkah. Same thing over here. You don't have to make the thread, l'shem tzitzis. But when you put them in the beged, it has to be l'shem tzitzis. The tviya l'shma lo ba'ina. According to this, according to Beishamah, you don't need tviya l'shma. You don't need that spinning should be l'shma. That's not called asiyah. Asiyah means when you put the tzitzis on the beged. Same thing, when the sukkah, you build the sukkah. You don't have to make the wood, the lumber, l'chatchila, cut down the trees, l'shem sukkah. So it comes out that tzitzis do have to be, according to Rav Yehuda Marav, tzitzis have to be made l'shem tzitzis. And if you don't, they're possible. Why is sukkah different? So let's assume that Rav Yehuda Marav said on his din, only according to Beis Shammah, not according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel wouldn't hold of this. When I said this in front of Shmuel, he said, even you can't use even thread that's not spun l'shma. That's also part of the asiyah. So according to this, you should need a sukkah also made l'shem sukkah. Gemara says, no, shani hosan. The difference between tzitzis and sukkah. The omar kro gedilim tasa l'cha. There's a special pasuk that says the asiya of the tzitzis has to be l'cha l'shem your mitzvah. Here it says also you have to build the sukkah l'cha l'shem chovcha. L'cha v'shem chovcha. The Gemara says, no, ha'humi boyle l'mute gzuva. That l'cha comes to tell me that it has to be your sukkah, but if it's a stolen sukkah, it's possible. The Gemara says, ha'sum nami boyle l'mute gzuva. By tzitzis also, let's say it comes to be mamayit from a tzitzis that are stolen, you're not yotzi with. And it says, ha'sum k'siv k'rachrinav ha'asu lohem tzitzis, misha lohem. You have another pasuk to tell me gzuva. So this pasuk lachem comes to tell me it has to be made for the chov of tzitzis. But there is no other pasuk by sukkah except for the pasuk that says lachem, that it can't be stolen. Memela by sukkah, the asiya, according to Beis Hillel, doesn't have to be lishma. Masha'in came by tzitzis. Rashi. Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel, Rav Yehuda talmidu shal Rav shal Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was a talmid of Rav and Shmuel. So he heard from Rav and he said it over in front of Shmuel. L'achar p'tirasol sh'rav ha'yomer Shmuel s'mishmo, kach omer li Rav. After Rav was nifter, he used to say over what he learned from Rav. When I said what Rav said in front of Shmuel, he argued on it. Nikomakom tervai osi l'shmabo. Everybody holds that at least you need asiya l'shem tzitzis when you put it in the beged. Why shouldn't you need asiya l'shem sukkah when you build the sukkah? Amalogos elchog afmin asisim psula. That's what Shmuel said. That even if you make stam a ball of yarn, you can't use that for tzitzis unless the spinning was done l'shma. Deboinon tviya l'shma. Demand the goris alma mashma the high the mosiv ko amar la the imkain lo mosiv elamid Shmuel the lo milsev. The Gemara says alma is going only on Shmuel. It's not true. Because the kasha on sukkah is not just if you hold like Shmuel that even the spinning has to be l'shma. But even if you don't hold like Shmuel, but at least you need that the beged itself has to be l'shma, right? Then it's still a kasha. The Rav nomi yasiel l'shma. Rav also holds in yasiel l'shma. There are other rishonim who say no. From Rav is no kasha. The special halacha tasav lomina osri. So that's the reason it's possible, not because of asiya l'shma. So we didn't ask from Rav, but the case of the tviya that has nothing to do with tasav lomina osri. That has to be you have to have the spinning l'shem the mitzvah tzitzis. On that the Gemara asks on Beis Hillel. L'mutei gzula deboinin tasa lecha mishalcha sukkah gzula is possible. So first of all, how do you get a sukkah gzula? So there's three possibilities. One is you threw somebody out of the sukkah and stole the sukkah. That is what's called kosher. Because, b'dievin at least. Because karka in exelis. So it's not really a sukkah gzula. Can't steal land. So l'chatchila it's possible, but b'dievin it's kosher. Another way is you steal schach and you put it on your sukkah. That's kosher afilu l'chatchila. Because of takonis morish. The Rabbanim made a takon that somebody steals a beam, puts it in his house, he doesn't have to give back the beam, he only has to pay back money. Because otherwise it'll hold him back from doing tshuva if he has to take apart his house. Same thing, you have to take apart your sukkah, right? It'll prevent you from doing tshuva, at least during sukkahs. So therefore they made a chiyuv, only pay back the money for it. So if that's the case, the schach becomes yours, not gzula anymore. It's kosher. So what is the way that sukkah gzula is possible, where you you have a sukkah that's built on a boat or on a wagon, so it's not connected to the ground, and you stole somebody's sukkah mobile, that's possible min haTorah, even b'dieved. So that's a sukkah gzula. The Tosfos here asks, famous Tosfos, Bechara, why do you need a pasuk to tell me sukkah gzula is possible? It's mitzvah bav avera. So there are about 20 different answers to this kasha. Why? What's it called? Tosfos says mitzvah bav avera is only drabonin, sul drabonin. And here we know it's possible min haTorah. The famous Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah bav avera only means you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. But the schach is still schach. So if you eat in a sukkah, that's because of mitzvah bav avera, you won't get the mitzvah, but you're not eating outside the sukkah. But if it's schach is pasul, then you're eating outside the sukkah, right? Which means that there's two isurim. There's an inyan to mekayim the mitzvah, and there's an inyan not to eat out of the sukkah, which everybody asks, where are these two things from? Others say that mitzvah bav avera is only where the avera helps you do the mitzvah, like by lulav. Since you can't borrow a lulav, you have to either steal it or buy it. So in order to be yotze, you had to steal it, right, to be yours. And then you're not yotze. But the sukkah, sheula is kosher. You could borrow a sukkah. You didn't have to steal it to be yotzei the mitzvah. So even if you chose to steal it, it's not ma'akev the mitzvah. That's not called mitzvah b'aveira. There's many, many other answers. And the ma'aseh, that's Tosfos Kasha.